from the Mercy One studio. John Leonetti in the Morning is underwritten by Golden Rule Heating and Cooling, Bell Construction, Five Suns Naturescapes, and Blessman International.
Everyone, John Leonetti in the Morning here at Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM and 94.5 FM. Streaming online, iowacatholicradio.com, and everywhere you are on the free Iowa Catholic Radio app. Thank you so much for joining me today, friends. We've got a great show in store for you. I am looking forward to our first guest. He is author of the book Parents of the Saints, The Hidden Heroes Behind Our Favorite Saints. Patrick O'Hearn is going to be on. Yes, we are going to talk about over 100 parents who formed great saints. You want your kids to be saints? You want them to be in heaven for all eternity? Well, let's look to the ones that that did it right. Right? I mean, imagine forming a saint. Imagine raising a saint, huh? I think that'd be kind of cool. And you may say, well, look, my kids are all grown. I don't have much to do with their lives anymore with this. Well, you might be surprised. So we'll have some stories behind that as well. Jean Wells coming up, host of Straight Talk, going to preview her 10 o'clock show. At 7:45, Greg Wozinski, Executive Director of Let Me Be Ministry. He is going to be talking about faith over fear, recognizing when we are not letting God into our doubts or struggles. He wants us to let God into our doubts and struggles. When are we not? And what does that look like? And how can it look in our lives when we do? So we'll have Greg on coming up in the second half hour, faith over fear. Mark Amadeo with your news, weather, and sports. That weather straight from the desk of TV 13 meteorologist Megan Selwell. We'll have your saint of the day in the second half hour. Jimmy will have your traffic, and Deacon Tony with our morning offering right now.
God, our Father, we offer you our day. We offer you all our thoughts, words, joys, and sufferings in union with the heart of Jesus. Holy Spirit, be our guide and strength today so that we may witness to your love. Mary, Mother of Jesus in the church, pray for us. St. Joseph, her most chaste spouse, protect us. Amen.
Amen. Let's go to Mark Amadeo now. News and sports.
News and sports with Mark Amadeo.
Hello, sir.
Well, good morning, John. Happy Tuesday to you as we wake up on a beautiful morning, low humidity and sunny skies, kind of like what we've had for the last month.
Yeah, it was nice. I'll tell you, going outside this morning, I was okay.
Yeah, yeah. We need rain, though. We need rain in the worst way. We're going to get a little bit of a chance on Thursday, but I think it's going to miss us, and it's going to be extremely hot on Thursday. But other than that, it may be Father's Day before we get rain.
Yeah, it doesn't look good. I've seen that. And, the brown grass everywhere.
Mm. Yeah. And we're going to talk a little about that in the news segment today about watering and how they want us to limit our watering. Now, we don't water our grass. We mow it, and we mow hay sometimes. But I know a lot of people water their lawns, and a lot of businesses do, and they're trying to cut back on that because we are getting very dry here in central Iowa.
Yeah, it's too much work for me. I just let the rain take care of it. If it doesn't, then I push it back a week for mowing.
That's right. You don't mow. Yeah,
that's the way I work.
So have you recovered from your Cubs weekend? What a weekend it was.
I think I've recovered. Yes, I think the voice is fully back. It took a day, but I think the voice is fully back.
Kind of noticed that this morning. You're not as raspy as you were on Monday.
No, I did not have much of a voice yesterday. Tried to limit my talking.
Yeah. We know where you were, John, and rooting on those Cubbies from Wrigley Field. And I know last night they lost to out in New York to the Mets on a road trip now. But it's such the long baseball season. They got about 100 games left, so we'll see.
I think they're a different team at home than they are on the road. But you're right; we will see. 100 games is a lot of games.
That's right. A lot of games left. All right, well, let's get right to it this morning on this Tuesday, June 15th, right now from the WHO TV 13 weather desk and meteorologist Megan Selwa, currently at the Mercy One Studios here in central Iowa, partly cloudy skies, 61 degrees is our temperature, a north-northwest wind at 3 miles per hour, and the humidity at 75% on this beautiful morning with low humidity. We have mostly sunny skies throughout the day planned, high of 90 degrees. North winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour throughout the day. Tonight, clear skies, overnight low of 64 degrees. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny, and again, a high of 90 degrees for your Wednesday. Thursday, things kind of change. We have a chance of showers and thunderstorms. It'll be hot and humid. The record high is 94 degrees. We're expected to get to 97 degrees on Thursday. And if you get those storms, we could see some hail and damaging winds. So Thursday might be an interesting day. Friday, back to mostly sunny and a little bit cooler, a high of 88 degrees. Well, in the news, on this Tuesday morning, Des Moines residents are being asked to cut lawn watering by 25%. Des Moines Water Works CEO Ted Corrigan says demand last week spiked to 90% of capacity, and he's concerned it'll be just as high this week because of the hot, dry forecast. Corrigan suggests homeowners limit the area of the lawn that's getting water and reduce the amount of sprinkler time. Des Moines Water Works also wants residents to skip watering on Mondays and water on odd and even schedule based on their street address. Residents are also asked to avoid watering during the heat of the day. Now, last Friday, Des Moines Water Works delivered almost 90 million gallons of water to its 500,000 customers. Today's sports report is brought to you by Big Red Q Quick Print. And last night it was high school baseball and softball, and both Dowling teams were on the road. In high school softball, Urbandale and Dowling split a doubleheader at Lions Park in Urbandale. In game one, Urbandale defeated Dowling 3-2 in 12 innings. And in game two, Dowling winning the nightcap by the score of 6-4. Dowling softball team now has a record of 8-9. Last night in high school baseball, Dowling was on the road at number 10 Urbandale, and the third-ranked Maroons this week on the Class 4A poll, sweeping a doubleheader from the Jayhawks by scores of 4-2 in 9 innings and 9-6. Maroons are now 15-1 on the season. Triple-A baseball yesterday, the Iowa Cubs had the day off to travel to the St. Paul, Minnesota, and take on the St. Paul Saints. Game one of a six-game road trip tonight. First pitch, 7 o'clock in St. Paul. Yesterday's Major League Baseball scoreboard, some of the Midwest teams that were involved. In National League play, the Mets beat the Cubs 5-2, while Cincinnati downed the Milwaukee Brewers 10-2, and St. Louis defeated the Miami Marlins 4-2. In the American League, Tampa Bay defeated the Chicago White Sox 5-2, Detroit over the Royals 10-3, and Seattle in the late game last night defeated the Minnesota Twins 4-3. And today's Dowling Catholic Sports Calendar has high school softball at 6th-ranked Norwalk out of Class 4A on the at Dowling Catholic tonight. It'll be a double varsity game beginning at 5 o'clock at the Dowling Catholic softball field. Once again, from the Mercy One Studios here in central Iowa, currently we have partly cloudy skies, 61 degrees, a north-northwest wind at 3 miles per hour, and the humidity at 75%. And today it'll be mostly sunny here in central Iowa, just like yesterday, a high of 9 degrees with low humidity, north winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. And this has been your Iowa Catholic Radio News, Weather, and Sports on your Tuesday morning, John Leonetti Show. Coming up, Jimmy Olsen, and he has your morning traffic report. I'm Mark Amadeo.
Iowa Catholic Radio News and Sports. Year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School sports is underwritten by Construction Professionals, Dental Associates, Kemen, Mercy One, the Catholic Tuition Organization, and Ashworth Vision Clinic. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio. Traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
We are looking good as we start the morning off accident-free. No problems as you're heading into downtown for both the east and west mixer on 235. That's traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, Jimmy. Let's go to Adam Story, Director of Marriage and Family Life for the Diocese of Des Moines. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, John.
When someone says you need to have faith, when someone talks about faith, I mean, ultimately what we're saying here is we've got to trust, right?
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, I think that trusting God is central to our experience of the faith, because one of the things that I think it's important to remember is we only get to experience God as trustworthy once we trust him. Hmm. You know, we experience God as reliable when we rely on him. And I think all of us can be tempted to sort of hedge our bets in the spiritual life, to, you know, find escape clauses or escape routes and in our experience of the faith. And so it's about trusting God. And this is central if we really want to experience him and know him as a trustworthy God.
I like what you said right at the beginning there. We can only know God is a trustworthy God once we start trusting him.
It's true because, you know, it's one thing to know that God is going to take care of us in theory, and it's a completely different thing to know it in practice. And that's, you know, that's really the living faith that we all want to have, to know him in practice.
How do I know I'm trusting God, though? How do I know I'm doing this right?
You know, that's a good question. I think that trust can only come out of relationship. And so, you know, it's taking the time to really pray. It's really being attentive to kind of the desires in your heart and the movements of your heart and bringing those to the Lord, not in a superficial way, but really honestly, you know, really openly. Hey, this is what's going on in my heart. And entering into prayer, which is that relationship, I think that's where trust is actually cultivated.
Yeah. I mean, for me, it's invitation, right? I mean, inviting God into my life, inviting God into every facet of my life, not just the things that are comfortable, but the things that are uncomfortable. And really, again, just offering God that invitation, because it can be easy to invite God, you know, send him the invitation to this part of my life and this part, but hey, I'll take this one from here. Or, you know, this is too scary for you to enter into. And you know, this is what God wants. Invite. And that's where the relationship will take place.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, understanding that invitation, at times it can challenge us, but it challenges us always for our good. You know, sometimes we avoid the invitation because we don't think we'll like what we hear. And we might be challenged, but that's for our good. That's for our blessing, and it's for our fulfillment.
Yes, sir. Anything happening in the diocese or Marriage and Family Life office you want to share?
Well, you know, we're just starting in-person engaged couple workshops again, and we've got one tonight, and that's an exciting thing, you know, to be with the engaged couples again and to get to know them a little bit. So, yeah, that's good.
Sounds good. That'll be happening tonight. And, you know, more on the diocesan website. If you haven't seen the website, it's new. It's really good and easy to use. So you can check it out, dmdiocese.org, dmdiocese.org. Adam Story, Director of Marriage and Family Life, Vice Chancellor. Talk to you soon, brother.
Hey, thanks a lot, John.
Thank you. Coming up right after this, Patrick O'Hearn is going to be on. Patrick is the author of the new book, Parents of the Saints, The Hidden Heroes Behind Our Favorite Saints. There's over 100 of them that he writes about. You want to be the parent of a saint. You want to raise saints. This is the guy that's going to help us as he has taken a fine-tooth comb right over every single one of them. And you see all of the saints here with their parents' names. This is really cool and what he's done. We'll have that for you coming up right after this. John Leonetti in the morning right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Thank you, friends, for being a part of the show today. And thank you to Five Sons Naturescapes Landscape and Design for underwriting the show. We appreciate you. FiveSonsNaturescapes.com. Again, beautiful looking landscapes all throughout central Iowa. 493-1060, FiveSonsNaturescapes.com.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and the Uncommon Good provided by Mercy College of Health Sciences, where you can chart your course for more.
They provide unparalleled clinical rotations, hands-on learning, accelerated education, and flexible schedules, all part of the Mercy College experience.
Learn more at mchs.edu.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and John Leonetti in the Morning is provided by Blessman International. Blessman International partners with volunteers and donors to provide sustainable programs for children in South Africa by leading 12-day all-inclusive experiences, sharing the heart of Christ with vulnerable children in South Africa. Teams are forming to do something significant in an African child's life. Learn more at blessmaninternational.org. Thank you to Blessman International for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and John Leonetti in the Morning provided by Bell Construction.
Bell Construction is a roofing company. They specialize in residential re-roofs, light commercial jobs, and have the experience to meet all of your roofing needs with personal service. With Bell Construction, the owner will come to your home or place of business in person to inspect and ensure the quality of work that you deserve. They pride themselves in working with you on a personal basis and making sure you are satisfied. Bell Construction, 515-963-4494. Bell Construction.
Hi, this is Father John Ricardo, and I want to thank Caldwell Parish Funeral Home and Crematory for underwriting Christ is the Answer. Losing a loved one, as we know, is never easy, and it can leave you feeling lost and even hopeless at times. But Caldwell Parish helps ease that burden by sincerely caring both about your loss and about your faith. Caldwell Parish Funeral Home and Crematory is Des Moines' only Catholic-owned and operated funeral home. Their number is 515-276-0551 or online at caldwellparish.com.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and Storm Alert Weather is provided by Divine Treasures. Divine Treasures is a Catholic book and gift store serving the Des Moines community for over 25 years. Divine Treasures, 5701 Hickman Road, Des Moines, 515-255-5230. Amazon Smile is a simple way to support Iowa Catholic Radio. When you are shopping on Amazon, consider shopping through Amazon Smile instead. You get all the same great deals, and your order will also help support Iowa Catholic Radio. All you need to do is choose Iowa Catholic Radio as your nonprofit to support when you first log in, and Amazon will do the rest. Every Amazon Smile order you make, Amazon will donate to Iowa Catholic Radio. Support Iowa Catholic Radio while you shop at smile.amazon.com. And thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio.
Oh God, you're my deliverer, the one who carries us.
Thank you for joining me, friends. John Leonetti in the morning right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Appreciate you being a part of the show today. Second half hour, Greg Wozinski is going to be back on the show. Everyone loves Greg. Faith over fear, recognizing when we are not letting God into our doubts or struggles. We talked a little bit about that right at the beginning with Adam's story. You know, trusting God. What does that look like? Well, we don't know how to trust God or what that looks like until we actually do. And sometimes that means we let God into those areas of our lives that are the most difficult for us. Faith over fear. Greg Wozinski, second half hour. Let's go to our next guest of the day. Husband and father, and this means something. It matters that we lead with this. He's also the author of the brand new book, Parents of the Saints, The Hidden Heroes Behind Our Favorite Saints. Patrick O'Hearn joins me. Hello, Patrick.
Hello, John.
I like the list of names and that you have here with all of the saints' parents' names. There's a lot of Italian names here, brother.
That's true.
A lot of Italians that I see. When you get this, is kind of a unique idea. I would never think about this. You want to write about not the saints, but the parents of the saints. Where'd that come from?
Yes. So my entire life was, you know, I devoured the lives of the saints, and that eventually led me to, you know, in terms of trying to figure out my vocation, and just kept praying to God, show me what I'm supposed to do with my life, and it led me to visiting different orders. Eventually, God led me to a Benedictine monastery, where I spent about 3 years of my life, and then he made it very clear that this wasn't my calling, and I was actually very disappointed. I felt like, Lord, I wanted to give my whole life to you. And then when I discerned out of religious life, I had difficulty relating to a lot of my favorite saints, because most of them were religious and they took a vow of celibacy. So then I felt like, you know, one day I was walking with my wife and the Holy Spirit just out of nowhere just inspired me. Why don't you write about the parents of the saints? Hmm. And so that led me on a mission. It took me over 3 years to write this book, and it was about a 5-year process. So.
You have a ton of them. I mean, 100 different saints and a pair of, most of them with a pair of mom and dad for each. Which one was the most fascinating for you to write about? Which set of parents?
Yes. I have a great love for, you know, St. Therese's mom and dad. And I think it's because just, you know, again, that desire, they wanted to serve God so much. And I know so many parents want to, you know, they feel this calling to be, you know, this just to give God their complete lives, and I think for them, just that offering that they would offer, all five of their daughters became nuns, and they also suffered a lot. So I think that they're probably my favorite. And then also hidden in there is, I would say St. John of the Cross's father. He experienced some great suffering. He married a woman that was beneath his means, kind of lower class, and his family renounced him. So John of the Cross, the reason he is John of the Cross, it's really, I think, because of his own dad, the way his dad was, in a sense, sacrificed to offer up his riches for his lowly bride.
Who is the most difficult saint to find their parents?
The most difficult one?
Yeah, for the research.
I would say the ones that are older, you know, you would, it's very difficult to find information on them. So even, let me think, I think that the probably the most, that's a great question. Most difficult, even like St. Alphonsus, you know, I talk about him. So when you start getting back in the earlier centuries, it's there's not as much information on their parents.
Yeah, I'm looking at some of them, and I'm thinking, how in the world did you find this? I mean, it had to go a little deeper than Google.
Correct. Yeah, but I got a lot of their. It's interesting. Some of their biographies, they talk about it. Their parents, just very in small portions. You know, Saint Teresa of Avila mentions her parents. So those are the ones you don't have a whole lot. Now, if Saint Teresa's parents, her, you know, one of the daughters, or one of her sisters, wrote a biography on both of their parents. So
the unholiest pair of parents.
I'm going to go with, so she was just recently canonized, St. Margaret of Castello. And so I did highlight, again, the holy parents, most of them, but I threw in a couple examples of ones that weren't so holy, and they abandoned their daughter because she was born blind.
Wow.
And she was deaf. Yep.
Born blind, deaf. What else?
Yep. And then they tried to seek a cure for her. They laid her on this tomb of this famous, I think it was a famous Dominican, and she was not healed. So then again, they let her go. And so I would say they were probably one of the most wicked parents.
Hmm.
And then obviously St. Thomas Aquinas's parents,
yeah.
You know, they tried to detract him or just, you know, take him away from his vocation. So
his mom wasn't the greatest. Besides St. Therese of Lisieux, because we know her parents are saints, who are some of the holiest that you found?
Yeah, some of the holiest, I would even say St. Maximilian Kolbe's parents, very holy. They used to go on pilgrimages. I think that in Poland, they had these pilgrimages every year, and the father would, I believe it's like a 20-mile trip, and they would do that over, you know, a few days. I would also say, St. Faustina's father was very holy. You know, he would get up in the morning and pray, and it also kind of distract his wife. His wife was very annoyed by that fact because he would say his prayers out loud.
Hmm.
But I felt that he was a very holy man.
St. Teresa of Calcutta. I don't want to put you on the spot because you wrote about so many. I feel like that'd be so hard to do. But, I mean, tell me about Teresa of Calcutta's parents?
Of course. Yeah, I would say her mother, the reason St. Teresa of Calcutta could go into Calcutta and care for the, you know, the marginalized was because her own mother was doing that. Her mother would tend to, there was this alcoholic lady that had sores all over her body, and St. Teresa of Calcutta's mother would go over to her house and bathe her. And then they'd also, and this other lady was a widow, and when she passed away, she had six children, and Mother Teresa's mother took those children into her family. And Mother Teresa's father was poisoned to death. That's what they believe. He was very political, involved in politics, you know, very devout man. And so people didn't like that, you know, that he was, you know, he was getting his, you know, speaking out against injustices. So he was killed.
Did Teresa of Calcutta ever talk about that?
In the writings that I found, I did not see a whole lot on that, but she did mention, you know, she has that book, When our Lord spoke to her in the train, "Come be my light," she talks about her mother and just how her mother's her joy and just her mother's influence kind of impacted her vocation.
Mm. This is a fascinating book, man.
Yeah.
I mean, you really combed through a ton of different saints here. St. Catherine of Sweden, for instance, Pope St. Celestine V, Blessed Chiara Badano, of course, St. Clare of Assisi, St. Ignatius of Loyola. I mean, you did the research into all of these saints. Was there a pair of parents or one or two of the parents that you thought, wow, they are really fascinating?
Yeah, you know, I really like the story of, you know, St. Thomas More, and again, there wasn't a whole lot on his father. His father was a lawyer, and then he became a judge, and so he never pressured, you know, Thomas More to follow in his footsteps. But I think the thing that was really fascinating about his father is that he would always bless Thomas More. You know, when Thomas More, even as an adult, he would walk through the streets in England, and he would kneel down, and his father would open the window, you know, from his office, and would bless his son. And I think that, and St. Thomas More was in tears when his father died. He was sobbing, and you can see that was the love that St. Thomas More, you know, he loved his children so much. So it's kind of like he inherited that love from his father, and then that blessing. I think that's so important as fathers that we are the domestic priests of our family. We bless our children, and that's what, you know, St. Thomas More learned from his own father.
Did St. Bernadette's parents believe that Bernadette was really seeing Our Lady at Lourdes?
That's a great question. I don't know the answer to that one. I think initially, you know, I'm sure they had their doubts, but then over time that they did, they obviously embraced that, and they were very poor. They lived next to, it was like a garbage dump. But I do think that over time, though, they did accept their daughter. But I think they didn't have as much resistance as the Fatima Seers. You know, Lucia's mother, who I mentioned in the book, she was very concerned and about her daughter, whether the apparitions were true. But I do think, I may be wrong on this, but I do think that Bernadette's parents were supportive.
We know St. Monica because of St. Augustine, and there would be no Augustine without Monica, but Patricius, his father, he was a pagan, right? I mean, and Augustine really followed in his ways. Was there ever a conversion that happened in his life?
There was. I think towards the end of his life, he did convert, and that was due to the prayers of St. Monica. He was a womanizer. So, I mean, like, as you say, like father, like son, like Augustine followed in his father's footsteps. But thankfully, his mother's his prayers prevailed.
Hmm. This is just a fascinating book, man. I mean, I love what you did here. Any commonalities? I mean, we all want to raise saints. You know, I mean, anything that you think we should know or something that kind of overlaps here, and this is what you got to do first and foremost?
Yeah, so my book is, you know, I didn't want to make this a dry biography. You know, you read the saints, and it's like you read their stories. That's why I focused on these seven hallmarks, and they kept appearing everywhere, even in the children's life. So you have the first one is sacramental life, but they love the Eucharist. A lot of these parents, daily mass, going to go make visits to the Blessed Sacrament. Mm. A great love for Our Lady, you know, the praying the rosary. I would say those were the two pillars, you know, the rosary and the Blessed Sacrament. And then I would go on and say sacrificial love. They just put their children and they put their husband, you know, their spouse before other people, before themselves. And then I would go into suffering. A lot of them experienced so much suffering, losing children, lost their spouse, but they kept their joy. And then I would say solitude was huge. You know, that prayer life, a lot of them spiritual reading, daily meditation, and then simplicity. You know, a lot of them were not, they were kind of detached from the world, I would say. They lived very simple lives. And then the last one was sacredness of life. And most of these saints came from big families. Now, there are some that had one or two, but a lot of them very open to life, I would say. You know, you're talking 10 to 15 kids for a lot of these saints they came from.
What was the biggest family?
The biggest family, that was St. Catherine of Siena. I think there was like 26 children.
Wow! My goodness! 26! That is unbelievable! Is there a second? Is there like a runner-up at like 22?
I would say St. Louis de Montfort. I want to say he was like one of 19 children. He was the first of 18. So
unbelievable! My goodness, what a book this is, friends! I want you to get this book. It's really fascinating, and the topic is, I think it's near and dear to my heart because I've got young kids. But I don't think, Patrick, it's just for parents with young kids, right? I mean, even if your parents are older, they're still looking at you. Your kids are. They still see you and want to imitate you.
Absolutely. You know, I have St. Jose Maria Escriva. I mentioned his grandmother in there, and it was the grandmother, you know, as a young boy, his grandmother would teach him prayers. So I think grandparents, I think they can learn a lot from this. And I do believe this book is more important than ever. You know, in the times we live in, like, God's looking around to us parents. He goes, where are my saints? Like, and we get so frustrated what's going on in the church and our world. And there is one thing we can control, and that's what's in our house. So, you know, even though the world seems it's out of control, you know, as parents, we have this amazing task that our children could become saints, you know, generations upon generations, all because if, you know, if we cooperate with God's grace.
Yeah, you're so right on that, brother. Parents of the Saints, the hidden heroes behind our favorite saints, over 100 parents who formed great saints. Patrick O'Hearn. You can get the book, friends, at tanbooks.com. Tanbooks.com. Otherwise, you can go to Divine Treasures. If they don't have it there, they will certainly order it for you. Patrick, great work, my friend. Thanks for coming on this morning.
John, thanks for having me. God bless you. Really appreciate it.
God bless you. That's Patrick O'Hearn, everyone. Good stuff this morning. Really fascinating. I like I said, I've never seen a book like this. Never. Especially when he goes through so many of the different saints. You see the list here, and combing through, there's a ton of them that he gets to. So I think this would be a really fascinating read. Parents of the Saints. the hidden heroes behind our favorite saints. Greg Wazinski coming up in the second half hour, along with Jean Wells, host of Straight Talk. She's going to preview her 10 o'clock show. Faith over fear is a topic for Mr. Wazinski. All right, we'll take our next break. When we come back, more here on John Leonetti in the Morning. Don't go anywhere. Thank you to Dean Bell for underwriting the show. I'm going to see Dean today, and I'm looking forward to it. Bell Construction, we appreciate you, Dean, and all you continue to do to be able to help us here at Iowa Catholic Radio. Residential re-roofs all throughout central Iowa. Bell Construction, thank you for underwriting the show.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "You have heard that it was said, 'You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy.' But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your heavenly Father, for he makes his sun rise on the bad and the good, and causes rain to fall on the just and the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what recompense will you have? Do not the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet your brothers only, what is unusual about that? Do not the pagans do the same? So be perfect, just as your heavenly Father is perfect." The Gospel of the Lord. With his antitheses, Jesus expands his disciples' understanding of morality, that there is more to it than what has been commonly taught and practiced. Striving for Christian perfection is hard to do, but with humility and the understanding that however hard we try, we'll never achieve it, we'll be all the better for trying. We follow the law God has given us, not just to follow it and feel good about ourselves when we do. We follow it with the grace of God who gave it to us in the first place.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio, John Leonetti in the Morning, and The Maroon Moment is provided by Golden Rule Heating and Cooling. Since 1999, Golden Rule Heating and Cooling has been supporting customers with their rules to live by. Respect, understanding, loyalty, expertise, and service. Golden Rule Heating and Cooling is a family-run business, reminding you of the Golden Rule. Treat others as you wish to be treated. Golden Rule Heating and Cooling. GoldenRulePHC.com. Thank you, Golden Rule Heating and Cooling, for your support of Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you to Bozen the Florist for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio, Dowling Catholic Football, and Catholic Connection with Teresa Tamayo.
What better way to send a message to a friend or a loved one than a beautiful bouquet of fresh-cut flowers? This is Tom Bozen from Bozen the Florist. Our family business has been helping Central Iowans send messages locally and around the world for almost 100 years. Whatever the occasion, whatever the message, we can help you say more with Bozen. That's 244 Rose, 244-7673, or Bozen.com.
We believe in God the Father. We believe in Jesus Christ. We believe in
Hey, thanks to Blessman International for underwriting the show. We appreciate you, Doc. Thank you, BlessmanInternational.org. Operating and managing vegetable farms, chicken farms, fish farms. All of those initiatives providing sustainable sources of food for their friends in Limpopo, South Africa. BlessmanInternational.org. Deacon Tony, let's offer our day to Almighty God.
God, our Father, we offer you our day. We offer you all our thoughts, words, joys, and sufferings in union with the heart of Jesus. Holy Spirit, be our guide and strength today so that we may witness to your love. Mary, Mother of Jesus and the Church, pray for us. St. Joseph, her most chaste spouse, protect us. Amen.
Amen. Let's go to Mark Amadeo now. News and sports.
News and sports with Mark Amadeo.
Closer.
Well, good morning, John. I see you're going to hook up with Mr. Dean Bell today on a little basketball. Is that right?
I think that's on the plan. Yes.
I see. So your raspy voice that you had yesterday due to being at the weekend Cub games, now is going to transfer to the basketball court. So tomorrow, folks, we will have John Laryngitis Leonetti with us.
Well, the basketball court's not a worry. Everyone's yelling at me. I'm not yelling at anyone else. So we're good there. We're good.
You're not yelling out help defense. No, I got him. No. You got, you know, we're switching and, you know, things you should be calling out on the basketball court
right.
to help your teammates.
Right.
You're not part of that.
I'm not near good enough to see, ahead of the game.
You know, that half circle line out there about 19 feet out, that's kind of where you stay is what I understand.
Oh, I know that well. I know that half circle very well.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you stay out beyond it. You don't come in that that painted thing called the lane.
Yep.
In the lane, you don't go in there very much.
I'm always playing half court. Even when it's full court, it's still half court for me.
So how do you consider this a workout, or is you just an antagonist with the gentleman that you're playing with?
Well, I mean, you know, you got to jog and move, and that's about it. You know,
you're jogging 10 feet. That's it.
I don't go inside. I don't go inside. I need my face. I don't know what I need it for, but I need it. Those guys, they're tough.
You get as much exercise in basketball as you would from reading a book, you know.
It's probably true.
I mean, I hate to say it, but that's kind of true. Can you give us an update tomorrow? I'm curious how this, since we're resuming some of our normal activities that we've been away from for 14 months, I just kind of hope you'd give us an update.
Well, I've got a mouth guard and everything. Teresa does not want, you know, my teeth getting knocked out. So I,
that's the dental hygienist.
I don't go inside with the big guys. I let them duke it out.
Do you wear goggles, too?
No, I don't wear the goggles. No.
Okay. Well, there you go, folks. There's an update on John Leonetti and his
basketball.
That's
my noon ball.
Yeah, noon ball, yeah.
Jog and play half the court.
Yeah. And your voice will be just fine tomorrow because you won't say a word.
Not a word.
I get it. Yep. Okay. Yeah, always good to have that. I'm still waiting for that golf outing deal with you know, that one-on-one with Monsignor Beast, and I was hoping to do a few holes.
Well, you know, we have our golf outing. It's completely sold out on June 23rd. So that's Wednesday, but the following. And Monsignor Beast is going to be out there. Now, he's not golfing, but he is on the 19th tee box. And the 19th tee box is going to be him and a couple other priests that are going to be hearing confessions as you walk off the golf course. That's a true story. We have them booked. So
appropriate.
Yes. It will be perfect. So if guys want to go to confession, or gals, we have, I think, three ladies teams that are playing. If you do not, or if you want to go to confession, if you have not been in a while, you will have that opportunity.
The infamous 19 hole now for confessions.
Yes.
You might want to get it right before the first tee box too, because maybe they have some things they want to get off their chest before
if
they take their round of golf.
If they're there, I don't know a priest that would turn them away.
Well, we got everything covered. What a morning! I'm glad we got all through this here.
That's
in
right.
This little quick segment, John.
That's unbelievable. Right. Looking out for your soul.
That's right. Absolutely. Especially yours, John. We are keeping an eye on you.
Thank you.
As you know. And we'll get an update tomorrow. And if not, we'll get Dean Bell live. Deacon Tony and I both have his number.
There we go.
And we'll get him on live and get a real update in this segment.
He'd
How's
have
that?
Fun. He'd like he, it.
Right. Let's get right to it this morning from the WHO TV 13 weather desk and meteorologist Megan Selwa. Currently at the Mercy One Studios, we have partly cloudy skies, 65 degrees, northwest wind at 5 miles per hour, humidity down to 65%, and that's kind of the way it's going to be today. Same as yesterday, mostly sunny, low humidity, a high of 90 degrees, so it will be very warm. North winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, clear skies, overnight low of 64 degrees, and tomorrow, mostly sunny again, high of 90 degrees for your Wednesday. Thursday, things changing. Showers and thunderstorms possible. It would be hot and humid in between rain showers. A record high of 97 degrees. The old record was 94 degrees back in 1933. So Thursday will be a hot one, and we could see some of those storms have hail and damaging winds in it. And on Friday, be back to a mostly sunny, dry, and cooler, a high of 88 degrees. Well, in the news, on this Tuesday morning, Des Moines residents are being asked to cut lawn watering by 25%. Des Moines Water Works CEO Ted Corrigan says demand last week spiked to 90% of capacity, and he's concerned it'll be just as high this week because of the hot, dry forecast. Now, Corrigan suggests homeowners limit the area of the lawn that's getting water and reduce the amount of sprinkler time. Des Moines Water Works also wants residents to skip watering on Mondays and water on an odd, even schedule based on their street address. Residents are also asked to avoid watering during the heat of the day. Now, last Friday, Des Moines Water Works delivered almost 90 million gallons of water to its 500,000 customers. Today's sports report is brought to you by Big Red Q Quick Print. Last night, high school softball and baseball, both Dowling teams on the road at Urbandale. In the softball doubleheader, Urbandale and Dowling split the doubleheader. Game one won by Urbandale 3-2 in 12 innings. And the nightcap, it was Dowling 6 and Urbandale 4. A Dowling softball team now with a record of 8-9 on the season. Last night, high school baseball, the Dowling baseball team moving up in the rankings. They're ranked number 3 this week on the Class 4A poll, and they sweep a doubleheader better for number 10 Urbandale by scores of 4-2 in 9 innings and 9-6. Dowling baseball team now with a record of 15-1. Triple-A baseball yesterday, the iCubs had the day off, and they open up a 6-game road trip tonight in St. Paul, Minnesota. They take on the St. Paul Saints. First pitch, 7 o'clock. Yesterday's Major League Baseball scoreboard, Midwest teams that were involved in National League play, the Mets beat the Cubs 5-2 out in New York, while Cincinnati downed the Milwaukee Brewers 10-2, and the St. Louis Cardinals were at home. They defeated the Miami Marlins 4-2. In the American League, it was Tampa Bay defeating the first-place Chicago White Sox 5-2, Detroit downed the Kansas City Royals 10-3, and the late game last night, Seattle defeated the Minnesota Twins 4-3. And today's Dowling Catholic sports calendar has high school softball. It'll be a doubleheader at the Dowling softball field tonight is number 6 in Class 4A Norwalk comes to town. They take on Dowling Catholic. First pitch 5 o'clock at the Dowling softball field. Once again from the Mercy One studios here in central Iowa, currently partly cloudy skies, 65 degrees with a northwest wind at 5 miles per hour. The humidity at 65%. And today will be more of the same from yesterday. Mostly sunny skies, low humidity, but very warm. A high of 90 degrees with north winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. And this has been Iowa Catholic Radio News, Weather, and Sports on your Tuesday morning, John Leonetti Show. Coming up, Jimmy Olsen, and he has your morning traffic report. I'm Mark Amadeo.
Iowa Catholic Radio News and Sports. Year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School sports is underwritten by Construction Professionals, Dental Associates, Kemen, Mercy One, the Catholic Tuition Organization, and Ashworth Vision Clinic. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio. Traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
We are still accident-free and no major delays to pass along or reported so far this morning. Do have the mobile units that are going to be out and about today in the Des Moines area, 400 block of Southeast 8th, 2600 block of Southeast 22nd, and the 3700 block of Southeast 19th Street. So just be cautious and careful as you are out and about today. That's traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, Jimmy. Let's go to your saint of the day.
This is your Saint of the Day on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Well, she was the first beatified Canadian, and she lived in North America frontier for most of her life, Saint Margaret Duville today. She was born in Canada and was married to a bootlegger who illegally sold liquor to Native Americans. He was not a good husband to her, and the couple had 6 children, 4 of whom actually died very young. After her husband's early passing himself, Marguerite ran a store to pay off her husband's gambling debt that he accrued for most of his life to earn money to feed her 2 surviving sons. Despite the long hours and hard work, she still found time to help the poor in Montreal. Once her sons were grown, Marguerite helped save a hospital that was on the verge of failing financially. She and the other women who helped keep the hospital running founded a religious order, Institute of the Sisters of Charity of Montreal, is what they were called, more commonly called the Grey Nuns, because of the habits they wore. In time, a proverb arose among the poor people of Montreal, quote, "Go to the Grey Nuns. They never refuse to serve." In time, 5 other religious communities traced their roots to those Grey Nuns. Pope St. John the 23rd, who beatified her in 1959, called her the Mother of Universal Charity. That's quite the title. We ask today St. Marguerite of Duville to pray for us. Amen. My goodness, that's awesome. Let's go to Gene Wells, host of Straight Talk here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Hello, Jean.
Good morning, John.
Good morning to you. What do we got coming up on your show?
Well, I have Bob Hama joining me today. Bob is he's author of a lot of books on spirituality and family life. He's retired as vice president and editorial director at Ave Maria Press. And we're talking about a new World Day for Grandparents and Elderly that Pope Francis established earlier this year. It's always going to be the 4th Sunday of July. And it has 2 purposes. One is to encourage respect of the elderly, grandparents and elderly by the young. And the second is for the grandparents and the elderly to be evangelists to those next generations. So, you know, it's Straight Talk, and it's the reason that doesn't sound very controversial But those of us that have children and grandchildren that have left the church and grandchildren that have no exposure to Jesus and his love and mercy and forgiveness, that's a lot of angst.
It is.
To say, you know, will my children and grandchildren, you know, be able to go to heaven? You know, are they living a life that is going to be worthy, you know? So, I mean, it just gives us a lot of angst. And what can we do about this? And so we're going to talk about this World Day and also that it's not just a one-day fix. It's a lifetime. So
that's coming up.
Conversation today with Bob Hamma.
There you go. 10 o'clock this morning, friends. That's a full hour. Gene Wells' show, Straight Talk. And you can always find them podcasted out at iowacatholicradio.com. Thanks, Gene. Talk to you soon.
God bless.
All right, Greg Wozinski, right when we come back, faith over fear is what we're going to talk to Greg about today. And really just, you know, how we invite, you know, we talked about trusting God in the very first segment of the show, but how do we do that? What does that look like? And what happens when we're scared of inviting God into our mess? We'll have Greg for you coming up right after this. John Leonetti in the morning right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Thank you to Golden Rule Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling for underwriting the show. GoldenRulePHC.com. We appreciate you and what you do for us here at Iowa Catholic Radio. That is GoldenRulePHC.com. Your Diocesan Minute is right now.
This is your news for the Diocese of Des Moines for Tuesday, June 15th. I'm Kelly Mesher Collins. We wish Father Chinna a wonderful birthday today. Father Chinna is the pastor of St. Boniface Parish in Waukee. Happy birthday. Congratulations to Robert Schroeder, a pharmacy student at Drake University and parishioner at St. Catherine Parish in Des Moines. Robert was honored with a scholarship for leadership and service that recognizes his prioritization of faith and service. He's involved in music ministry at St. Catherine and served on the parish finance council. He delivers excess food from campus events to homeless shelters. As a pharmacy intern, he volunteered to give COVID-19 vaccines at long-term care facilities. Congratulations. That's your news for the Diocese of Des Moines. I'm Kelly Mesher Collins.
Listen to Making It Personal with Bishop William Johnson Friday mornings at 9 on Iowa Catholic Radio or on demand at iowacatholicradio.com and the Iowa Catholic Radio app.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio, John Leonetti in the Morning, and The Maroon Moment is provided by Golden Rule Heating and Cooling. Since 1999, Golden Rule Heating and Cooling has been supporting customers with their rules to live by. Respect, understanding, loyalty, expertise, and service. Golden Rule Heating and Cooling is a family-run business, reminding you of the Golden Rule. Treat others as you wish to be treated. Golden Rule Heating and Cooling. GoldenRulePHC.com. Thank you, Golden Rule Heating and Cooling, for your support of Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and the Uncommon Good provided by Mercy College of Health Sciences, where you can chart your course for more.
They provide unparalleled clinical rotations, hands-on learning, accelerated education, and flexible schedules, all part of the Mercy College experience.
Learn more at mchs.edu.
Thank you to Bozeman the Florist for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio, Dowling Catholic Football, and Catholic Connection with Teresa Tamayo.
What better way to send a message to a friend or a loved one than a beautiful bouquet of fresh-cut flowers? This is Tom Bozeman from Bozeman the Florist. Our family business has been helping Central Iowans send messages locally and around the world for almost 100 years. Whatever the occasion, whatever the message, we can help you say more with Bozeman. That's 244 Rose, 244-7673, or Bozeman.com.
Thanks for tuning in today. Go to our next guest, Greg Wozinski, Executive Director of Let Me Be Ministries. Hello, sir.
Good day, John.
Well, it's always good when I'm able to talk to you, brother. Now, last time we talked, you had bought 52 acres somewhere in the middle of nowhere in Ohio. Where are we at now?
We're living. We're getting it ready.
Are you there?
We're going to be ready for guests in September.
Now, how many acres is it? Was it like 10?
It's 25.
25, okay.
25. We got a little 2-acre lake that's stocked and 5 bedrooms to rent and a bed and breakfast style retreat house.
This is a dream of Greg's, a retreat house that he is going to be hosting. People from all around the country are going to be coming in for this thing. I love it.
Yeah, families, couples, individuals. I mean, we even have yesterday somebody came about a wedding reception.
Wow.
It's crazy.
There you go.
So, yeah, no, it's God has blessed us, and it really is a call from him. And So we are excited to be working. A lot of work ahead of us, but we're working on it.
A lot of trusting in our Lord, which is really kind of what we're talking about here. Faith over fear is the topic, recognizing when we're not letting God into our doubts or struggles. It's easy to let God into the good things of our life when everything's going well, but it's another thing to let God into the mess, Greg.
Yeah, well, you know, we talked about doubting last time, and then it's kind of like this. How do we actually put this faith over fear into action? And so for a lot of people, you know, you have something that you feel God places on your heart, you take steps towards it, and then the devil kind of places that doubt that we talked about last time. But now how is it that we actually trust God to continue that movement forward to whatever he's calling us to do?
Yeah. And again, in the first half hour of the show, first 10 minutes of the show, we were talking to a guest, Adam Story, and he was saying that, you know, you can't trust God until you actually trust him, right? I mean, it's one thing to kind of say it, but it's another thing to put it into motion, that we start trusting God when we start trusting God.
Yeah, it's kind of funny because, you know, I think it's Psalm 34, you know, and it says, I sought the Lord, and he answered me and delivered me from all my fears. Well, we believe this, we encounter this, we surrender to that, and then it's kind of like once we get what we want, then we forget that God led us to it. And so this aspect of placing our faith over everything else is, how are we diving into the Word daily? How are we giving God just 5 or 10 minutes to just simply speak in our heart that day as to what he might want us to do when the rest of the world is overwhelming us?
Why is fear so paralyzing?
Well, it's because we create a human vision of what God calls us to do. And so we put our own twist on what God, thy will be done, is something that we struggle with, yet we pray it all the time in the Our Father. So fear just happens when we say, well, God called me to do this, and this is what I think it should be. And that's where we get into trouble. And what God is saying is, I called you to it. I promise you that just let it happen. Get up every day with a humble heart and allow me to work through you.
I know you lean on your Bible a lot. Is there a particular book of the Bible or a particular verse that you really kind of lean on when you're scared or fear kind of creeps in?
You know, I'll tell you, I personally rely a lot on Jeremiah. I think, you know, any of the prophets that really never even got to see the fruits of their labor and really struggled in a time to lead people back to the Lord and to talk about something that was going to happen hundreds or thousands of years later. I mean, they just inspire me so much. So when I think about Jeremiah saying yes to God, things don't go the way that he planned, but yet he's fulfilling God's plan. It just tells me that no matter what you fear, as long as you're open to what God wants you to do, it's going to be the way that God wants.
Psalm 34, 4, I sought the Lord and he answered me and delivered me from all my fears. Mark 5, 36, fear is useless. What is needed is trust. Fear is useless. But this isn't something we need to hear once in our life. This is something we need to hear multiple times a day.
Well, sure, because it relates to everything that we do. I mean, think about your marriage. Think about your work relationships. All of this is that, do I really trust the partner that I have in front of me right now? You know, like, you and I joke about our friendship a lot, but like, you're somebody that I can trust. And so there's no fear in that. I don't worry that if I say the wrong thing, we're not going to be friends anymore, that, or that I have to be, you know, perfect all the time. I can share who I am with you. And that is putting my faith in our relationship in Christ over any worldly experience that sometimes other people might walk away from.
You're actually a good example of this, and I'm glad you brought that up, because one of the things that I've always admired about you, especially on this show and just in general, is that you really put your vulnerabilities out there. I mean, you've talked about your struggle with depression before. A lot of people wouldn't do that. You've talked about, you know, different mental struggles that you've gone through. I mean, you have been so vulnerable with people, and I don't know. I think that's so helpful in today's world, because we hide all of that, but you just throw it out there.
Well, we're not alone. And I can tell you that of all the inspirational talks that I gave, or all the work related, the team building that I did, until I put Christ first and until I let God be at the center of my life, I couldn't get through any of it. So I believe the only way to get over fear is through our faith.
You working on a book here? What are you doing?
I'm working on all kinds of stuff. Actually, been doing a lot of videos. I've been sharing a lot of my own time with my home parish here recently to develop weekly gospel reflections for kids.
Nice.
And, you know, just really serving. I mean, you know, some of the things have been for our specific ministry, but I know that our community desperately needs to reach people in different ways, and so whatever I can use my talents for is kind of the way that I'm trying to serve.
You're doing some good work, brother. You can go to faithinreallife.com. Is that right?
Perfect. Yes, that is correct.
Faithinreallife.com. You'll see all of the different initiatives that Greg is doing, and maybe, just maybe, you know, Ohio's not too far away. You and maybe your work team or your parish or something just want to get away for a retreat sooner rather than later. Greg's going to have that retreat center up and going, and I can't wait to go visit that place as well. Helping people connect with our Lord in a deep way is what Greg has been put on this earth to do. We'll talk to you soon, brother. Thanks for coming on.
All right, we'll plan the John Leonetti pilgrimage to Ohio.
There we go. It might just be a pilgrimage of one, but we'll see what we can do. Talk to you soon. Greg Wozinski, everyone. All right, friends, that puts this show in the books. You saw the theme today, trusting in God. Maybe that's the Spirit kind of nudging you a little bit here and there. Trust me. Trust me. I know it is for me at times. The Lord is here. Deacon Tony, would you give us your blessing?
May the blessing of God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit come down upon all of us to protect us all from evil and bring us all to his everlasting life. Amen.
Amen. I am John Leonetti, friends. Be confident in Christ's mercy and his love today.
Like a tree planted by the water, we never will run dry. So living water flowing through. God, we thirst for more of you. Fill our hearts and flood our souls with one desire. Just to know you and to make you known. We lift your name on high. Shine like the sun, make darkness run. Father's heart. Into the world we're reaching out to show them who you are. So living water flowing through. God, we thirst for more of you. Fill our hearts and flood our souls with one desire. Just to
John Leonetti in the Morning is underwritten by Golden Rule Heating and Cooling, Bell Construction, Five Sons Naturescapes, and Blessman International.